I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Her dress for Eva's wedding showed side teat, and she puked on Eva's feet. It's Watch What Happens Live with Candy Burris and Shamari DeVoe now. Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse at a special time on St. Patrick's Day, the day we celebrate Irish stuff and learn that not all people look great in green. Tonight's guests are two women who'd look great in anything, though, despite what Marlo may say. From the Real Housewives of Atlanta, say hi to Candy Burris and Shamari DeVoe. Hi, Shamari. Great to see you both. You both look great.
Thank you.
Speaking of fashion, tonight's bartender is a Project Runway All-Stars winner who's now teamed up with the Bravo series to host Runway Remake on Blueprint. Say hi to Amanda Guerra. Great to see you, Amanda. Thank you for being here. I want to get started. Candy, you were on the latest cast of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
We were all obsessed. I have a few questions for you, a little speed round.
Okay.
When you arrived on the first day, did you know that Tamar had an issue with you?
I knew that we had a rocky past, so I was hoping for the best, but I wasn't sure.
When you watched everything back, were you surprised to see how much Tamar ultimately had your back?
I did not watch it back.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, my friend said it's best not to watch it back because I don't want to get angry about anything that was said during the show.
Oh, that's good.
And by the way, happy birthday, Tamar.
Oh, wow. How would you describe your friendship with Tamar now?
Oh, we're good now.
Okay. Well, how would you describe Dina Lohan in person? What's she like?
I love Dina. Like, that's my new girl.
Is it? That's your new girl?
Yes. Okay. Like, we've been talking since we left the house.
Who have you stayed in touch with the most post-Celebrity Big Brother?
Dina and Tom and Kato, I kept in touch with them. And I've spoken to Anthony, but I haven't had a chance to meet up with
him. The Mooch? You're talking to the Mooch?
I got along great with the Mooch. Wow. I love him.
By the way, he definitely left early. It was not his plan to leave like that, right?
No, he purposely left. Like, he was a secret.
Oh, okay, that was real. How was it sharing a room in a bathroom with that many people?
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, the camera is, like, coming over the shower top, and I was like,
ooh, no.
And then we had rules about the bathroom, like, don't be doing a dump and just letting it sit. I was like, you better flush so it doesn't stink up the place.
Were people not flushing?
No, they were flush, but I'm saying you gotta flush as soon as it drops.
Yeah, okay.
So it doesn't have time to stink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Candy.
That's right, Candy!
Remind me never to do Celebrity Big Brother. Candy and Shamari came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Atlanta, the women gathered to watch Eva get married, which caused certain marital memories to hit Nene like a bad bouquet toss. Watch.
Is she okay?
I don't know. She was crying.
When Eva was, they were saying their vows, you know, it reminded me of when we were saying our vows. And right before I came here, we talked about separate.
You're talking about separate houses?
Yeah. Portia, I have things going on that you don't know about, okay? So it would be nice for once if you guys showed me some love.
Let us support you.
Can we just let it go?
I really am sorry.
I just love you, okay?
Wow. So, I mean, did you have any idea at the wedding what Nene had told Cynthia that they had talked about separating?
No. We didn't know any details of what was going on in the marriage until after, pretty much.
Did you get what you wanted out of that conversation with Nene?
No.
Right.
I mean, basically, I felt like the entire time we just been kind of like trying to give her a space because she was going through so much. So even if you felt like you wanted to say something back, you have to be like, okay, I'm going to let her have it.
Right, because she was clearly going through it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, here's what. Fortunately, Nene rallied enough to give a toast, during which Shamari remained thoroughly toasted. But as for the rest of the event, ladies, it's time for you to spill the wedding tea. Now that you've both attended the wedding, do you really think it was worth $1,000 a person?
No.
Okay.
I mean, but it's a lifetime of memories.
It wasn't worth $1,000 a person.
Candy?
Yeah, you bet.
Really? Okay. I mean, it was a beautiful wedding.
It was beautiful. A lot of press footage of Eva that was reported at the wedding. Do you think she was paid for that stuff?
I didn't know it was a lot of press footage.
Do you think Eva had too many outfit changes?
It was only two, wasn't it?
No, it was three.
Oh, it was three. Oh, okay. Well, no, there's a lot of people doing it now.
Thoughts on Eva's tiara?
Did you love it?
It
was very royal.
thoughts on Eva wearing Gucci sneakers under her dress?
Oh. Well, I thought that was smart.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, your feet start hurting at the wedding, and you want to be able to enjoy it the whole night.
Yes.
I'm not into labels. I would have wore flip-flops.
You would, right.
Yeah.
What did you think of the boho chic decor? Would you have changed anything?
Was it boho chic?
I don't know. That's how we describe it.
Maybe a little bit more modern.
It didn't feel like boho chic. Like, normally she dresses boho chic, but right. I felt like she, you know, made it a little bit more elegant.
Thank you very much, Candy and Shamari. Now go to WWHL.TV to tell us who had the best wedding on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Cynthia, Eva, Candy, Kim, or Nene. Well, this is going to be a really interesting poll.
Like, if y'all say somebody is a hate.
Really?
I had lions. I had a million dancers.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yes. That party was lit. I don't care.
Cynthia's
People
was
drank
at the zoo.
All night for free.
Cynthia's was at the zoo, if I recall. Candy, looks like you won. Congratulations. Okay.
Thanks,
second,
y'all.
We learned this season that new girl Shamari not only lives life like an open book, she also drinks like there's an open bar. Here's what. Shamari, let's watch, and you can comment on the flip side. Watch this.
I already have a DUI, so I don't need any more.
Drink after drink.
I just love watching people get drunk.
Oh!
Shamari, you threw up on my shoes!
Here for the party! Hey! I won't be throwing up on nobody's floor tonight!
You all right?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I'm okay. Oh, okay. I'm okay.
Shamari drank too damn much.
Candy, I love you.
Candy. We need to go get some water.
Apparently, my friend Shamari has been hitting the bar.
You're Eva's mom! She gave birth to Eva out of her vagina!
And I really can't allow her to be here, making herself look crazy.
I thought
Candy.
I thought that was cool that she said to you, don't drink anymore.
But you know what? Okay, I am a new mom. Okay, I don't care that my kids are almost two. But I did not drink for 2 years because I was breastfeeding and pregnant. And I finally got out, and I had a good time. And my BMI is a lot different than the other ladies because I'm sample size, okay? So my liquor hits me with an uppercut. You know what I'm saying?
Would you characterize yourself as a messy drunk?
Not a messy drunk. I am a person that loves to have fun. I'm a free spirit.
Okay, but then you puke on someone's shoes.
Right, I had to bless the shoes.
Okay.
At the wedding, I just didn't want her to, you know, have any incidents.
Yes.
So I was just showing concern. I wasn't trying to make you look crazy.
I know, Candy. I know you don't drink. You and Portia haven't drank. But, you know, I mean, who doesn't drink at a wedding? It's a celebration of love.
Candy.
That's a good point.
Candy does it. Finally, as members of 90s girls groups, I wonder if Candy and Shamari ever saw themselves in their competition. Well, tonight they are about to. Here's what. It's time for girl band stand-ins. I'm going to show you pictures of famous girl groups from the 90s with your faces photoshopped over theirs. You compete to ID the group.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let's look at this first one. Okay, who is it?
TLC.
Very good. All right. Who's
that.
This?
Destiny's Child.
Yes, very good. Who is this?
Spice Girls.
Yes, very good.
It was somebody like that.
Okay, any idea who this is? They sing Free Your Mind.
Oh, In Vogue.
Yes, thank you. Okay, any idea who this is?
Salt and Pepper.
Yes, very good.
Stop showing out!
Okay, any idea who this is? They sing Wide Open Spaces. I feel like you worked with one of them on the show.
Their name is the same. It's like a three name thing on it.
What's I don't know.
Dixie Chicks.
Oh my God, the Dixie Chicks.
Okay, what about here?
Nah, I didn't get those. Okay, that's
they sing Weak right here.
Oh, that's WB.
Yes, very good.
Okay,
what about here?
I did.
Any idea? They sing Where My Girls At?
From 702. I beat you.
Yes, 702. Okay, what about here? They sing No More.
Bitches. Oh, BLW.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
I'm from the 90s.
Does it make me super white that I've never heard of 3LW?
Yes.
Well, you heard of the Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls are 3LW.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention.
Hey, Watch What Happens Live fans. Rachel here, your podcast producer. Just a special announcement from BetterHelp before your after show begins. Is there something that interferes with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? If so, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who specialize in issues such as depression, anxiety, stress, relationships, trauma, family conflict, and so much more. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. Anything you share is confidential and it's very convenient. You can now get help at your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. And if you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time, no additional charge. Best of all, it's truly an affordable option. WWHL listeners get 10% off the first month with the discount code Andy. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/Andy. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/Andy.
Candy, Meow Cow said, did Portia tell you her belt came off or did you witness it coming off?
She told me.
For both of you on Twitter, He's Fabulous said, would they ever consider a proper collaboration, the two of you?
Yes.
A proper collaboration.
Yes, The Black Escape. I keep telling you. That's the name of our group.
She wants to do the Black Escape.
Was Black Escape white?
No,
I'm black.
Really black.
I'm from the group Black. Andy, how do you not know that?
Okay, Candy, and Anita Bandy wants to know why you think Nene keeps saying she wants Phaedra back.
Is she mad because we brought Kenya on to the episode where's Cynthia's party?
All right. Let's go to Gloria from New York. Hey, Gloria, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Candy. Hi, Shamari. You guys look great. Hi, my Candy. My question is for Candy. Seeing a couple episodes back, watching you talk with the surrogate and your doctor, I just wanted to know how that was going. Are we going to see a baby anytime soon?
Any news?
Well, I don't want to tell anything too much, but we have moved forward, and God willing.
That's great.
Everything we will.
We're going to all keep it going on. Okay, let's go to Adele from Atlanta for Shamari. What's your question, Adele?
Yes, I just wanted to find out what's Ronnie's freak number.
Oh, what is Ronnie DeVoe's freak number?
Ronnie is a Scorpio, so his freak number is 10.
10's across the board. Next week on Atlanta, while Eva's living in newlyweded bliss, according to Marlo, she's not living in her own house. Take a look at this sneak peek.
One of Eva's bridesmaids calls me. Eva is a fraud. She hasn't paid this, she hasn't paid that. I'm hearing that they're having a problem with where they're living. They have to get out ASAP.
Ouch, Marlo.
Tell me what you know.
Well, first of all, the house that she's in is not actually where she lives. She lives in a raggedy little house across the street from the golf course.
Then you go to her house.
Yes, I've been to her house.
The house is in somebody else's name, but they live in over there because her credit is too bad.
Oh, not the credit.
Okay. A rickety old house. Let's go to Danita from North Carolina. Hi, Danita. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Candy. Candy, you and Portia seem to have a good relationship and friendship. Is this a friendship that'll last forever?
I hope we'll be doing great forever. I mean, we have definitely worked on getting things better between us. And so far, so good.
Lisa G.
Stays that way.
Lisa G on Facebook through the Walkabout wants to know what you girls think about Nene unfollowing the whole cast except for Shamari after the reunion.
We don't care. we don't care. It's not like, no offense, but it's not like I have a lack of great followers. Like, I love all the people who do follow me. I appreciate you. I got love for you. And so for the one who decided to unfollow, I don't care.
Okay. Let's go to Anne from Wisconsin. And by the way, just to reiterate, she didn't unfollow me on Instagram. We never followed each other.
Each other.
Yes. We follow each other on Twitter. Anne from Wisconsin. Hey, Anne, what's your question?
My question is for Candy. I'd like to know if Riley actually saw the Dungeon show. And did she have opinions?
Oh, that's a good question.
Riley did not see the Dungeon show. It's not for anybody under 21, okay?
There you go.
No sex actually happens in the dungeon for those people
right, well,
who think
I mean,
that we're
I
having
think
sex.
That you weren't having banging
I don't know,
on
some
the
people
stage.
Did think that.
Really?
Really? So, yeah.
Okay, well, that's another
Sydney's
condition.
Mom thought that I actually
went
did
down
the,
on
down,
her?
Yeah.
But it's game time, everybody. As the woman who worked with Kim Zolciak on The Ring Didn't Mean a Thing, Candy is used to a pitchy housewife, but let's see how fellow vocalist Shamari will do as they play Match That Pitch Duet Ignition. Candy and Shamari, I'm going to play you a clip of a housewife noise. You take turns matching that pitch. Okay, let's hear the first pitch.
Oh, my God.
It's Portia. No! Wow, good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, you got it. That was Portia. Portia, bungee jumping. Okay, here's Ramona Singer freaking out because there's a crab in her hammock. Very good. Okay, here is Sheree jumping out of a boat while camping. Very good. Okay, here is Vicky Gunvalson on a ropes course. Okay, here's NeNe impersonating Tanya.
Yeah.
Okay, last one, Sonia Morgan screeching at Dorinda.
My family!
Oh my God!
That was really good. Thanks for playing. Cynthia tweeted me to tell me she didn't get married at the zoo. It was at the Fernbach Museum under a dinosaur. I forgot.
It was.
Also, we were just listening to Ariana Grande's new song.
Yes.
During the commercial break. She samples your NSYNC song that you wrote. Mm-hmm. So I have to assume you are making a dump truck full of money off that song.
It was a blessing.
Yes, I'm happy for you.
Thank you, Ariana, and all the writers of that song who included me as a writer on it. I appreciate you.
Nice. Well, if they hadn't, you would have sued their asses. Candy, Jessica H. wants to know if you were trying to be shady by sending an apology text to NeNe without including Portia.
No. I definitely wasn't trying to be shady. Portia and I had just really started talking, and it was a couple of days after the event, so it wasn't like I was thinking that, let me... you know, check up with Portia before I make this call. You know?
Right.
I just really was like, you know, they had already got on me before about not checking on Portia after the basketball party for Todd.
Want to clean it up.
So I was like, let me make sure I always check on somebody after something crazy.
It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to people on Twitter who figured out that since the Chicago River was dyed such a strong color green for St. Patty's Day, you can use it as a green screen and turn it into anything. Okay, so let's try it. Here's the Chicago River as Sheree. Here is Kim Zolciak.
Yes.
Here's the Chicago River as only something a river would ask.
Tell me how wet you are.
Yes. Our jackal goes to wind, which forced Nicki Minaj to cancel her show in Ireland over the weekend. And on St. Patrick's Day weekend of all weekends, that is the biggest disappointment to come out of Ireland since this.
I'm looking for potential relatives of mine, and I wanted to know if you might know anyone with the name O'Toole.
No.
Aww, I love that. I want to thank Candy Shabari and Mondo for being here. Oh, really? Make sure it's playing. Okay.
Sometimes that happens to me.
Okay, it's the after show. Look, no, it's still a still.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay,
Okay, I'm trying to repost a story. Oh, download it first. I don't know if you can download someone else's story.
If you're in.
Well, this is fascinating for you guys.
I don't know.
Where's the one I take? No, I can't do it. Okay. It's the after show. Sorry. It's Andy and Shamari and Candy and Mondo.
Now that I'm about to repost it, now you can save it.
Oh, okay.
And then you can do it.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's go to Andrew from Baltimore. Hey, Andrew, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Candy. Hey, Candy, love you. You're gorgeous. I wear your pheromones
for you
all the time.
Wow.
I wanted to know, have you considered extending an invitation to Phaedra to a showing of The Dungeon?
To who?
All right, let's go to Joy from Idaho. Hey, Joy, what's your question?
Hi, me and Moi. You know I adore you.
Hi, Joy. How you been, my baby?
Oh, just fine. Thank you. Many blessings to you and yours. And many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, my little candy cane. My question is for you. I'm curious, is foreplay mental or physical?
Is foreplay mental or physical? That's a good question.
It can be both, in my opinion. I mean, sometimes foreplay is just the way that you talk to a person. And so that's why during the dungeon I was, you know, saying that we should, you know, give a lesson in the things you can say that gets in a person's head and it can make them come before they actually come.
Ooh! Yeah.
But yes! Obviously there's certain foreplay that's done physically that also makes you come.
I love it that Ryan Lochte is blowing up your text messages right now.
He's like, not blowing me up. Yeah, we are friends.
You are texting.
And he was just hitting me up, and we were replying to each other. It's not a blow.
I love it. Not the brightest bulb on Broadway, Ryan Lochte.
Well, let me say this. I had time to spend with him in the Big Brother house, and I felt like he actually was a really cool guy. He was very remorseful for what he had done. Like, he was in tears when he shared the story with us.
Oh, really?
And it wasn't like he knew that you guys were going to see everything we said,
right?
Because there were a lot of things you guys didn't get to see. But
yeah,
he was extremely remorseful about what
he said. That's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Sammy from Kentucky. Hey, Sammy, what's your question?
Hi. Oh my gosh, I adore you so much.
Thank you.
And Candy, I freaking love you. How open you are.
Thank you.
And you are so welcome. You're just my favorite.
Thanks.
And I know that you have a sex toy line.
Bedroom
candy? And I was wondering, yes, and I was wondering what is the best toy to get for a couple to play with?
Ooh. Okay. Well, sometimes it depends on what you're in the mood for. Like, I mean, obviously something easy is like our vibrating panties, because you give him
vibrating
the remote.
Vibrating panties. Yes. Oh, and the husband controls her remote?
Yeah, you can give him the remote and he can control you. So when you're out, it's a good little foreplay fun thing to do.
What?
I personally like Hold On To Me, which is like a ring. It's a vibrating ring, and as he's feeling the vibration, so are you.
Ooh.
In there, so that's a great couple's toy. You know, but I always like toys that I can use with or without him. So like, even with just the lipstick, I can play with it myself. Or when he's down there kissing the love below, he can use it and give me like, oh. As you should. My consultants make a lot of money.
Those lipsticks are the thing.
Yeah, they are. The bedroom is called Candy Kisses.
Candy Kisses,
yes,
the lipsticks.
And it's like amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Let's go to Susan from LA. Hey, Susan, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Candy. Hi, Shamari.
Hi.
My question is for Shamari. Shamari, I'm a huge New Edition fan, so I just had a question. How does Ronnie feel about you being on the show, and how you've been portrayed on the show this
season? Good question. I mean, look, you've been very open, which is wonderful, but on the other hand, it's been a little bit to his expense.
Right.
And also you've turned it up a little bit, and that hasn't necessarily always gone the way that you maybe expected it to. Mm-hmm. What's his reaction been?
You know, Ronnie is a very protective person, so at first, of course, he's like, I don't want you to do the show, but then after we agreed to do it, he realized that it was a good opportunity and a major platform for us to share our testimony as marriage ambassadors. Yes, we have gone through challenges, we have overcome obstacles, but we just wanted to be able to let people know that we want to tell our story, you can relate to us, and you can see a piece of us in you, and that's when you really and fully have fulfilled your purpose, when you're helping other people. So, you know, we're just doing our thing, and we're doing the Married for Life walk, and we're doing all types of things, and this is something that I prayed about, we prayed about, and it came, and it just is right on our lap.
I love it. I love the two of them on the show because they are so open. You know, a lot of times you get people who come on the show who try to hide what's really happening in their lives, which is, it's not good for the show when people are trying to be all secretive. When you meet people like them who are so open and, you know, just being themselves, I think that's better for the entire franchise.
Come on! Relate to us! You guys know. You've been through some challenges in your relationship.
Let's go to Sharia from Alabama.
Hey, y'all, this is Sharia from Tuskegee, Alabama. How y'all doing?
Great.
Great.
Good. This question is for Candy. Hey, Candy, I was trying to see, are you going to drop another solo album anytime soon?
I think that I am going to put together a little something. I was going to put together an EP of songs. I'm just going in the studio, just doing some fun stuff that I like, and hopefully everybody else will like it.
Candy, you're super talented. Of course they're going to love it.
When are you doing that?
Well, actually, I've been gathering songs. I don't plan on writing everything this time around. I have some of my writers that I work with. They're coming up with some songs because I want to try some different stuff. So this week, I'm going to be going to the studio.
Wow, very good.
Yeah.
I want to thank Candy and Shamari and Mondo for more. BabaTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.